Welcome to the Hide the Word of God in Your Heart podcast. Now here's your host, Danielle White.
Hello, my name is Danielle White with the Hide the Word in Your Heart devotional. This podcast is designed to help children and teenagers hide the Word of God in their hearts. C.S. Lewis said, "Look for yourself and you will find loneliness and despair, but look for Christ and you will find Him and everything else." The scripture verse we are going to hide in our hearts today is Psalm chapter 36, verse 8 through 10 in the King James Version. Psalm chapter 36, verse 8 through 10 says, "They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life, in thy light shall we see light. O continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart." Let's say that again. Psalm chapter 36, verse 8 through 10 says, "They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life, in thy light shall we see light. O continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart." Let's read that one last time. Psalm chapter 36, verse 8 through 10 says, "They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life, in thy light shall we see light. O continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart." Let's pray. Holy Father God, thank you for your word. I thank you for what your Son Jesus Christ did on the cross for us, and dying for our sins and being buried and rising again. And thank you for preparing for us a home in heaven. I pray that you would help us to be upright in heart, and that we would. I pray that you would be our portion. And I pray that all people come to know your Son Jesus Christ as Savior and hide your word in their hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. God loves you. He loves you so much that He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sins. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you are not yet saved and would like to be, all you have to do is pray and ask Jesus to come into your heart today, and He will. Until next time, God bless you.